welcome to the USEA's official podcast. Joining us today is the CEO of the USEA, Joe Whitehouse, and we're going to be talking about the very successful American Eventing Championships. Joe, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the time.
Well, we want to obviously cover the AECs because it's a big competition for the USEA, and we're going to be joined by two of the winners in a moment. That is Lainey Ashker and Beth Weisberger. But Joe, why don't you start by giving us an overview of the competition and how it went from the USEA's perspective?
Well, this year it was a very different model. In the past, we sort of had the organizer of the event site that usually has other competitions there. We've had them take on the AEC, and the USEA's done the media side of it and raised the sponsorship dollars to pay the prize money, and we've done that side of it, but we've never actually put on the competition itself. This time, we changed that model completely. First year, very nerve-wracking, obviously, because we had to create many budgets and trying to get down to exactly how much we were going to have to invest in it. And I think we've done pretty well. We rented the site at Texas Rose, and our gracious host, Kathy Brunson and her family, put the facility into such great shape. They built the advanced course, and then we come in and dress it up and make it a championship level course. So it was a big step to change the model and have the USEA actually be the organizer of the competition. And we hired Robert Kellerhaus to be our competition director. He's well known for putting on great shows, and he did it again this time. We had so many sponsors, it's impossible to thank them all, because they are completely responsible for the prize money. The prize money comes right out of the sponsors' generosity. The prizes are amazing. There was so much loot for people to carry home. They had to rewarn them that when we announce you as the winner, you know, don't get all hurried and come up and think you're going to get your ribbon immediately, because there are so many prizes, so many sponsors to recognize as telling you what you're going to get for actually winning, that you're going to have to sit there for a while. And I think everybody went home pretty with something to take home and enjoy when they get there. And I have to do a big shout out to Neutrina, who hosted a party for us. That was a huge thing on Wednesday evening. So thanks to Neutrina. Of course, Adequan for the Gold Cup. They sponsored that all year. And I think being able to have a $40,000 class for the advanced at the AEC is a big step for the sport. I mean, you don't hear those kinds of numbers unless you're talking about the big four stars. So thanks to Adequan for that. Merrill, I mean, they've stepped up every single year for the past 3 years. Broadstone sponsors the beginner novice, and that's where they get their prize money and the prizes from. And just some amazing sponsors that have taken care of us. As Amerigo, World Equestrian Brands gives Amerigo saddles, Wise. We just have some amazing people. And, of course, the Stackhouse saddles are always a big attraction. So the sponsors have really stepped up, and we just can't ever do it without them, and we thank them for that. But I think the biggest thing was to be able to see so many people having so much fun. And from what I'm hearing, obviously we on the organizing side, we knew all the little things and the little tweaks that we need to make, and, you know, putting out the little fires here, there, and everywhere. But I don't think the riders actually knew any of that. So we really felt that everybody had a good time, and there's so many stories that come out of this, from the little beginner novice rider, you know, one of the juniors, a village that put that trip together from the Chesapeake Bay. That the lady that owns the horse said, if you can qualify and you work hard, I'll make sure that you get to the AEC. Her instructor gave her free lessons to try and get her ready and get her qualified. And then a good friend of the instructor said, well, I'll drive the truck. And so it was like, you know, everybody was a community effort to get people to the AEC. So we've got some wonderful stories to tell, and we really appreciate everybody so much for making the effort to go, because it's no mean feat to drive to Texas. It's quite a long way from both coasts. So we appreciate every single person that stepped up. I can tell you that we had 460 entered. I think we had a total of 467 that put entries in from the very beginning. Some dropped out, and we went with 460 entered at closing date, and I think we actually started 408, which is huge. It's a lot more than we thought we would probably see for the first time around in Texas. But everybody really put in the effort and made such a wonderful championships. I think it was an amazing thing. And the volunteers, what can I say about volunteers? I have to tell you, if we had to pay for people to do what the volunteers do, this sport would be unbelievably expensive. I mean, I know it's expensive as mm-hmm. it is, but the volunteers mm-hmm. make it possible for us to do this. And my hat is off to every single one of them. They worked so hard. I mean, they were putting in 10, 12-hour days. And I can't tell you how hard they worked to put that event on. And we will be recognizing them in the magazine and on the website. But I would just like to give a big shout out to Diane Pitts and to Martha Bader, who started off the rallying cry for volunteers. And I couldn't name them all here. It would take forever. But every single one of them worked so hard for us. I cannot tell you how much we appreciate that. So, Chris, is there anything else that you'd like to know about the AEC? Any questions?
Well, no, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, it's a huge event for the USEA, of course. But the other thing is that it gives an opportunity for both the professionals and the amateurs alike to compete in so many different divisions. And it really is the highlight of their year, I think, especially for the amateurs. But the professionals, we have one with us, Lainey Ashgar. I know you're going to talk to Lainey now about her performance, winning the Gold Cup final, because that really is the creme de la creme of the competition, isn't it?
It is. It's the culmination of a year of qualifying and of traveling to other events. And the Gold Cup is actually set up to assist those organizers that have been designated as the Gold Cup qualifiers. And this year we've run it in conjunction with the Pro Tour Series. So we've had a pretty good working relationship with Pro to make sure that the riders don't have to choose whether I go to a Pro event or whether I go to a Gold Cup event. We've tried to coordinate them so that they can do the one event and it counts for both championships. But the Gold Cup is it was quite a good prize, I think, for the riders to take home. And we were so grateful that the riders came out to participate in that and to show Adequan how much they appreciated the support there. And Lainey, you took home the big check.
It was a big check indeed. My eyeballs fell out of my head nearly. So it was great. It was really great to come home with that.
So how was your experience at the AEC? Was it obviously a long drive? How far did you drive to get there?
Well, it was about 22, 23 hours, so we took 2 days to do it. You know, this was my last event with Al for the year, and so I kind of wanted to make it a good time. I went ahead and I took the time off so that we wouldn't be rushing. I brought my groom / working student / right-hand woman, Lauren Cheryl, with me. We packed up her two-horse trailer so it would be a little cheaper, threw Al in, and we had, my mom had the book of horse hotels that, from my mom's extensive driving across the country, you know, you it's a great way to meet people, see different areas of the country. So we made our halfway point. It was a little bit more than halfway, but going to Prattsville, Alabama, and stayed at a eclectic, really cool place called Tough Enough Farm. People are so lovely. Al had a great stall to bed down, and he really made the trip really well. And, you know, I figure if you're going to make that long drive, you know, you're going to take a competitive horse out there. We're obviously going there for the win. You know, you want to make it a fun thing as well, not a drudgery ride to get there and have the horse be dehydrated and you be exhausted. So we made it fun.
That's great. And so, and it is wonderful that you've got these horse hotels across the country, as you say, that make it possible to do that.
How do you think
he survived the journey? Obviously, he did very well because he came out looking great.
Yes, he was great. You know, I didn't know what to expect. The last time I've competed in Texas was at Camino Real on 8 St. James Place, I think in a one star. So I was 14 or 15 years old. So it's been some years, I should say. I'm aging myself. So I didn't know what to expect. My coach, Buck Davidson, had taught a few clinics out at Texas Rose, and he said, the footing can be okay. So I didn't know what the venue was going to be like. And I have to say, when I went out there, I was really tickled. I mean, the venue was absolutely beautiful. The scenery was beautiful. The people were so nice. I mean, talk about, I don't know if it's like Southern hospitality or what, but the people were lovely and so helpful. The stalls were great. The course was fantastic. And I was really, I mean, when I galloped across the country, I was so happy to feel that the footing was so good. Because of the aggravation, and it's just really sand. And I know a lot of people express, especially from the East Coast, express concern about that, about the footing. And I've been telling everybody that I can see, especially this weekend at Morven, not to worry, because it really is. I mean, Mark, all the designers, I know Robert had something to do with that. I mean, the footing was ideal. So I would, it's a long drive, but it's worth the drive if you have a competitive horse and for the experience, I would definitely do it again next year.
Oh, that's fantastic. So how did you feel about Mark's course?
You know, I have to say, and I always respect every advanced course because I don't believe there's such thing as an easy advanced course, but I was a bit nervous. I told Michael and Holly and Chrissy, I was like, if I do this course well, and if I were in your guys' shoes, I would feel pretty good about going into Poe, because not only was it big, but I stated in my interview earlier after cross country, you know, it's a different course for the East Coast horses versus the West Coast horses. I feel like running at Woodside, I've not run at Galway before, but I know a lot of the events at, you know, on the West Coast are twisty and turny because they have, it's flatter and it's within a smaller area, whereas if you compete over at the Fork or Richland, or Southern Pines, big open spaces, right? So Mark had set up a really tough, kind of formidable course, but on a small area. So it was very turny. There was mostly combinations. There weren't only, but about five gallop jumps. And so you couldn't really get a rhythm going. If you lost it, you'd have to quickly get it back. And I think Mark set it up. I mean, it was a true championship course. I definitely put a feather in my cap when I finished. And, I felt all the questions were tough, but I felt they were fair. And, I was thrilled. And I actually felt Al be more tired on a flatter course, I think, because of all the turning and because there's constantly questions being thrown at you. So, you know, I definitely felt like I had accomplished something great when I came to the finish flags.
That's great. So glad to hear that. And he came through it fine and was ready for show jumping the next day. And, of course, that didn't happen.
that didn't happen.
How was your preparation for the final show jumping course that actually took place at, 7:45 on Sunday morning in the end?
Yes. Well, it was a little bit of a nerve-wracking thing, I have to tell you. Al's not a sort of a wild, you know, he's wild in his own respect, but he's not a sort of nervous horse for the show jumping. So I normally, even for Rolex, I don't show jump him earlier that day. I show jump him in the final warm-up because he knows his job. He's always wanted to jump high. So it's just a matter of getting me settled, and I don't feel like I need to kind of waste his legs, you know, earlier to do that. Whereas some horses, you need to warm up earlier to kind of get him in the groove. Al's kind of grooving already. So my plan was, because we didn't ride at 6:15 until like 5:45, which I would have been like 6:15 on Saturday, we just did a lot of hand walking to kind of get them loosened up because, you know, they're standing in a stall. And, and maybe iced them, make sure his feet weren't stingy, and he walked out great. Well, as the day grew longer and then they kept postponing, I was going, oh dear, maybe I should have ridden him. But long story short, he didn't get ridden on Saturday. So you know, again, he's, like I said, he's a pretty seasoned horse, so I wasn't too nervous about whether he would be wild or anything. I was more nervous about my nerves. And the fact, because of the weather, I didn't really get to walk the course I only got to walk like the skeleton of the course. So when I went in there, it was kind of, it was the whole picture that I didn't get to see. Having said that, I think it was a great idea for the powers that be to have postponed it, or else it would have been too dark out and too sloppy and probably wouldn't have been as fair. He handled it well. I gave myself, a 45-minute warm-up so I could spend a good 25 minutes, stretching him out in the morning. But, he felt great, and the footing was surprisingly a lot better than what I thought it would be going into the final show jumping. So I can't complain. I was happy.
Good. I know that they had been, they've worked very hard on those arenas. They were, we were told that they would be able to stand up to the rain and if it rained, which of course it did, that they would be able to stand up to them and the horses would not be slipping and sliding. So, and I think that was the case. I didn't see any horses having any problems there. So what, and Richard Jeffries' course, you found that a challenge, or was it fair for the level?
I found it fair for the level, but always challenging. I always feel as you get in the prize money, it makes it harder just because of the pressure. So it could have been a beginner novice level course, and I would have been sweating bullets because it's all, you never know what can go on. It's horses, it's eventing, it's show jumping. So I find show jumping to be one of my hardest phases. So my goal to go in was to ride a forward round, and regardless of how many rails I did or didn't have in hand, I wanted to leave all the rails in the cups, and I was glad that I was able to achieve that result.
And I think it was very nice of the announcer not to put the pressure on as you came into the ring, telling you how much was riding on a rail.
To be honest with you, I didn't hear any of that. I didn't even hear him announcing when I walked in. I was so super focus mode. But that was nice, because I know that Nigel likes to do that at Rolex, and it's like, oh dear. But normally, if you're listening to the announcer as you go in, your focus is probably not on the job. So.
Then you've got the right idea, Lainey.
Exactly.
That's great.
Exactly.
The one thing I would like to say, Chris, about Lainey and the other riders, the whole goal of the AEC was to have the upper level international riders interacting with the lower level riders, the junior riders and some of, and obviously the amateur riders, who don't get to see them very often, maybe. And the whole thing is, this is everybody's national championships. It's there for the amateurs and the juniors. It's a goal that they work to all year. And then to have Lainey and the other riders, Hawley, Bennett, Jonathan Holling, so many of them do course walks and actually work with those lower level riders to be able to understand the courses, what the questions are, take time. And then we had Neutrina's booth, Lainey's picture is in there, and the little ones were coming in and saying, can I have my picture taken? And Lainey was signing autographs and things. So I think to have that interaction at the AEC, it brings everybody together and they're all competing together and cheering each other on. And that was the whole goal of the AEC, to make it from the very, very top to the youngest lower level rider, and have it be fun and friendship for all of them. So that's, I think, really, we really achieved that. And thank you, Lainey, for helping to do that.
It was really great. And it was nice that I was stabled. Aside from Michael being across from me, I didn't know any of the people that were stabled next to me. And they were some of them were from Colorado. The other ones were from Georgia. Some from Tennessee, and people that I'd never met before, but who I quickly became great friends with and who I'll keep in touch with, and who now can call, they had questions about what they should do after cross country. And I was, Lauren and I and my mom were happy to oblige. And my grandparents, my grandparents are known for bringing in my poor grandfather whenever they have to find the nearest Costco at any city where my horses are. Unfortunately, when I was in Hong Kong, there weren't any Costco's there, but they always like to set up the big party you know, table, and everybody was over there, you know, having a beer, having a Coke, and it was a really fun thing. And that's the one thing I really do look forward to in going to the AECs is meeting new people, new faces, because it's very easy to get swallowed up in your own world being on the East Coast. You know, I feel like my eventing family is, you know, Holly is Buck is, you know, John Holling. I mean, I know those people, I know their horses, and, you know, I ride with them all year. So it's nice to have different faces come to the scene. And, I think that's great that the AECs really promote that. And it's actually great that everybody's kind of a fish out of water coming to Texas. I mean, you have a lot of Texans there, obviously, but, you know, I'm in a totally different element. It's not my own element, and the West Coasters are kind of in a different element. And so it's nice to kind of bring everybody together, and you start to depend on one another a little bit. So I thought that was really special.
Well, someone else who drove a very long way, I think, Joe, to be there is one of our amateur winners, the senior training amateur winner, Beth Weisberger, who drove from Ohio to win with our Hocus Pocus. And she joins us now, taking a moment off from her day job. Beth, welcome to the USEA's official podcast, and thank you for taking time off from being a veterinarian. That's your day job, isn't it?
Yep, it sure is. Thank you, Chris, for having me.
Well, congratulations on that win. As I said, it's a long way to come, so you were well rewarded by winning that division. Tell us about the partnership you have with your horse.
Well, I've had George, that's his barn name instead of our Hocus Pocus, since the day I paid the stud fee to breed his mother. So he's a homebred, and I started him as a baby and have brought him through with the help of my coach, Kathy Wieshoff. She's been a part of it, but I raised him at home and started him and brought him through from beginner novice on up.
And how old is he now?
He's 13.
So a seasoned partnership, but getting to the AECs is something that all amateurs aspire to. What did it mean to you, Beth, as a seasoned amateur?
Well, it's a little like going to the Olympics, I imagine. As an adult amateur, going to the Olympics is pretty out of reach for me, but going to the AECs, doing well and just qualifying is great, and then getting there, because I've never been to Texas before. I've been south and to Florida and things like that. I'd never been to Texas. So the whole drive and everything was, from the minute we left the farm, was a big adventure. We took off from New Carlisle, Ohio, drove down to Lexington and met up with Kathy, spent the night there, and then we drove down in a big caravan to make sure everyone got there safe and sound and healthy. And Kathy had us leave. I worked on Monday, went to her place Monday night. We left at 4 a.m. Tuesday morning so we could get in at a reasonable time. And it wasn't too bad. We had one flat tire on Kathy's trailer, but got in before dark, which we were all very happy about. And then had an extra day before we got started to kind of let the horses relax and walk around and take in a big temperature change, because it had been cold in Ohio the week or so before that, and all our horses were getting fuzzy. We knew that it would be quite warm in Texas, which it was. We all had to decide if we were going to shave our horses or not.
It is quite an adjustment, isn't it? I mean, Joe, that probably happens for a lot of people coming from different parts of the country at that time of year to a warm climate like Texas.
Oh, yeah, I was in the, we were having our award. Some of us were talking about where we came from. There's a gal that came from Massachusetts, and she had quite a long drive. She did it in a couple of days and stayed at one of the horse motels on the way and was very happy about that. But she clipped her horse down. She said, you know what, he had gotten really fuzzy, so she clipped him from head to toe. She said, it's worth it. We'll blanket him when he gets home.
Well, tell us about your experience there then, Beth, you know, when you first saw the course and what you were facing over that weekend. What were your first impressions?
Oh, it was just a beautiful course. You just walk around and everything is so beautifully decorated, but it was impressive, you know, for training level, everything was pretty well maximum height and maximum width and asking for all the questions they can ask for with the turning, but the turning was just amazing. I heard Lainey talking about her concerns about the footing, and all of us were a little bit concerned about it. I packed all the stuff, so if the footing had been hard, but I never needed to use it. And it was a challenging course, but it was a fair course for the level. It was a whole lot of fun to ride that course, is all I have to say.
Well, fifth place after the dressage, then you went cross-country, double clear, to maintain your overnight lead going into the stadium. Give us some impressions of that performance and then how it compared with how he'd been prepared over the course of this season, Beth.
Well, I was a little disappointed in my dressage performance. I got in there and he was a bit tight going into the first few movements, and we kind of pushed him through it. And you know, I looked at fifth place and I was like, well, okay, these are the best people in the country, and you know, we'll be doing really, really well finishing the ribbons and finish on our dressage score. And it was super exciting to come off cross country with double clear. And then I hadn't realized at all that I had moved in the first place. And a couple of folks said congratulations, and, you know, I hadn't realized. And one of the Chronicle of the Horse folks said, you know, can you meet me in a few hours after some other things, and can I talk to you? And I kind of scratched my head, and I wondered why I would she would ask that. So we had to go and check forward because I didn't know. And then going into the show jumping, you know, I know my horse knows his job. But, you know, sitting there in first place and being the last one to go, and I'm sure Lainey does this all the time, but, you know, I was probably on too far in advance and, you know, doing a lot of walking and stretching and some flat work and getting ready and, you know, watching some people go and getting psyched up. And then, of course, he had his clear show jump, you know, my little thing I was telling myself is wait for the jump. Don't jump up on his neck. You know, Lainey doesn't have to worry about that. Us amateurs occasionally get nervous and do that. At least I do.
I tell you, Beth, it doesn't get any easier.
Well,
I wish I could tell you it gets
good. Well, you go into the ring and you look so 100% composed that no one would know.
Solid act.
And, you know, I had Kathy prepping us for the few weeks before and, you know, driving back and forth to Lexington to ride with her for lessons and two a day. Go down one day, take two lessons, a flat and a jump, and then spend the night in Lexington and do a couple the next day and then drive back to Ohio. And, you know, it's tiring, but, you know, we got done with distance. Wow, that's worth it. You know, taking the time and going down and putting a little bit of polish on. I wouldn't say that I'm polished, but trying to get some on there.
So what now for you with this horse then, Beth? Obviously had a holiday, I'm sure, after he got back from Texas. But what do you plan to do with him for the rest of the year and going into 2014 season?
Well, actually, we're not finished with the season. In a couple of weeks, the third weekend of October, we have the Mid-South team event. And I'm on a training team with the Area 8 Adult Riders, which is a great group of people. Then he'll have a little bit of time off. We have competed prelim, went to AECs in Georgia in 2010. Then 2011, he had a suspensory injury and pretty well was up for the season. In 2012, we had a bit of trouble kind of coming back from that. And I was in an accident and had a compound fracture in my right ulna and a dislocated radial head. So I've got a bionic right arm. It's got a lot of metal in it now. So we came back training level this year. And actually, the plan was not to go to AECs. It was to move back to prelims at Jumpstart, but Jumpstart was the same weekend as AEC's, and we qualified, and I thought about it, and thought, you know, wow, that's a really long drive. And Kathy said, nope, I'm going to it. We should all go. We should support this. It's, you know, kind of a big deal. And I'm like, well, yeah, but it's going to be a really long drive. It's going to be like 17 or 18 hours. She said, well, let's go. And so we changed plans and packed up and went to the AEC. And I have to say, it was a whole lot of fun. That was just a really fun show. All the people there, I couldn't believe it. You know, every time you stop and talk to someone while you're hand grazing your horse, they're coming from further and further away. People from Colorado and California, Massachusetts, just amazing drives, amazing long drives, 27 hours, 28 hours, two different nights in a hotel, and really fun to meet all these people.
Well, obviously something to celebrate for both you, Beth, and Lainey, as you say, a few beers and a few Cokes, maybe a bit of something else. What do you think, Joe?
I think they should open a bottle of champagne. I think Beth and Lainey, you were so great. And thank you so much for putting all the effort into getting there. Love having you. And hopefully we'll see you next year. We're trying to make it bigger and better every year. So hopefully we can make it an annual thing on people's calendar and enjoy having you all back.
And thank
you. I actually had an awesome fan come after my show jumping with a bottle of champagne, and we cracked it right. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning, but we didn't care. So we cracked the bottle of champagne open, and I was like, everybody's legal? Good. Let's have a drink. Heck yeah, that was awesome. It's great, off feeling all around.
That's the spirit. Well, thank you both for joining us. And again, congratulations on your win at the AECs, Lainey Ashka with Anthony Patch and to Beth Weisberger with our Hocus Pocus. Joe, a successful competition all round, and I'm sure you're already starting to prepare for the 2014 AECs.
Already lots of debriefing, lots of good ideas about how to improve things. And one of the things that is going to happen next year, the adult riders from every area have voted to take the adult team challenge to the AEC. So we will have another championship going on there with the adult team riders being there. So, Beth, you've got something to aim for there, too.
Oh, you bet. That'll be a blast. The adult team
I know those adult riders party.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
oh, yes. And nobody had a follow-up campaign for me, though, but that was okay. We had quite a party afterwards.
It would be nice to have the bottles of champagne and make them all fizzy, and but it would frighten the horses, so we can't do that. But hopefully we'll have an even bigger and better experience for everyone next year. And thank you so much for supporting the Neutrina USEA American Eventing Championships.
Well, thank you to you, Joe. And, of course, you can find the full results on the website at useventing.com and check in at the website for updates with regards to next year's final, which will also be at the Texas Rose Horse Park. Joe, good to talk to you. Well, I'm sure we'll catch up again very soon.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
I'm Chris Stafford, and until the next time, enjoy your eventing.